Ayrım 19.
The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, John Le Mesurier, and William Nye. Episode 13, adapted by Brian Sibley, The Grey Havens.
The Ents have certainly changed this place.
Good old Treebeard.
Here he comes.
Welcome to the Tree Garth of Orthanc. But why do you come here?
To see how your work goes, my friend, and to thank you for your aid in all that has been achieved.
Well, that is fair enough, for to be sure, Ents have played their part.
Tell me, what of the task that I set you? How is Saruman? Is he not yet weary of his imprisonment in the Tower of Orthanc? For I don't suppose that he will think you have improved the view from his windows.
Ah, I thought you would come to that, Gandalf. Weary of Orthanc. Very weary at last, but not so weary of his tower as he was of my voice.
Was? What about is? Is he dead?
No, not dead, as far as I know, but he is gone.
Gone?
Yes, he is gone 7 days. I let him go.
Huh?
There was little left of him when he crawled out, and as for that worm creature of his, he was like a pale shadow.
But Treebeard!
Now do not tell me, Gandalf, that I promised to keep him safe, for I know it. But things have changed since then, and I kept him until he was safe from doing any more harm.
It is as I feared.
Gandalf, you should know that above all, I hate the caging of live things, and I will not keep even such creatures as these caged beyond great need. A snake without fangs may crawl where he will.
You may be right, but this snake had still one tooth left, I think. He had the poison of his voice, and I guess that he persuaded you, even you, Treebeard, knowing the soft spot in your heart. Well, he's gone. There's no more to be said. But the Tower of Orthanc now goes back to the king, to whom it belongs. Though maybe he will not need it.
That will be seen later. But I will give all this valley to the Ents to do with as they will, so long as they keep watch upon Orthanc and see that none enter it without my leave.
It is locked. I made Saruman lock it and give me the keys.
Now I thank you once more, and I bid you farewell. May your forest grow again in peace. When this valley is filled, there is room to spare west of the mountains, where once you walked long ago.
We thank you. But I am forgetting my manners. Will you stay here and rest a while?
No, Treebeard, for we have a long journey yet before us.
Maybe there are some that would be pleased to pass through Fangorn Forest and so shorten their road home.
The Lord Aragorn returns to Minas Tirith, and most of the rest of our company go with me to Rivendell. But our friend here, Legolas the Elf, may be pleased to accept this invitation.
That is so, Master Elrond. Come, Gimli. By Fangorn's leave, we will visit the deep places of the Entwood and see such trees as are nowhere else to be found in Middle-earth, and thus journey to our own lands in Mirkwood and beyond.
I will come with you. For the sake of our friendship, which I hold dear.
Here, then, at last, comes the ending of the Fellowship of the Ring. Yet I hope ere long you will return to my land with the help you promised.
We will come, if our lords allow it. Legolas to tend your gardens, and I to instruct your stonemasons.
When we come, my lord, your fair land shall be blessed for a while. For a while. A month, a life. 100 years of men.
I will look for that day and that blessing, my friend.
Well, farewell, my hobbits. You should come safe to your own homes now, and I shall not be kept awake for fear of your peril.
Farewell, Gimli.
Farewell, Legolas. Farewell. We will send word when we may, and some of us may yet meet at times. but I fear that we shall not all be gathered together again.
Safe journey, Master Dwarf and Master Elf. Farewell.
I, too, must bid you now farewell. I do not think that we shall meet again, for the world is changing. I feel it in the water, I feel it in the earth, and I smell it in the air.
Maybe not in Middle-earth, Fangorn, but when the lands that lie under the wave are lifted up again. Then, in the willow meads of Tassaranan, we may meet in the spring.
Sight and the smell of the spring in Andasarion. Farewell, masters, and farewell, my merry little folk.
Goodbye, Treebeard.
You are a hasty people, you hobbit children, the laughing folk, the little people.
Half-grown hobbits, the hole dwellers.
Yet you have already grown since I saw you last.
It's those Entros you gave us to drink, Treebeard.
You remember, you said you'd give us a drink that would keep us green and growing for a long, long while.
So I did, by root and twig, so I did. Well now, Merry and Pippin, we must part.
Goodbye, Treebeard.
Goodbye, Treebeard.
Om, om. Om, farewell. Farewell. Boom, boom, rum, boom, boora, boom, boom, da-da, boom, boom, da-da, boom.
I wish we could have a seeing stone like the one that Saruman threw at us. Then we could see all our friends and speak to them from far away.
Only one now remains that you could use, for you would not wish to see what the stone of Minas Tirith would show you.
No.
But the Palantir of Orthanc the king will keep to see what is passing in his realm and what his servants are doing. For do not forget, Peregrine Took, that you are a knight of Gondor, and I do not release you from your service. You are on leave now, but I may recall you.
Yes, Aragorn.
But now our paths too must part. Farewell, Gandalf.
Farewell.
Elrond, half-elven, fare thee well.
Farewell, Elfstone.
Goodbye, Meliadoc, brave squire of Theoden.
Goodbye, Aragorn.
Goodbye, Sam. Sir. I'm glad I didn't turn out to be the play-acting spy you took me for at Bree.
Oh, sir.
No, it's all right, Sam. You're right to doubt the sinister ranger with his strange tale. You are well called Sam Wise.
Oh, Mr. Strider, sir.
And lastly, farewell, Frodo, ring bearer. Much has chanced since you put your foot, or should I say your finger, in it at the Prancing Pony.
Ah, I am pleased those words came true about you. Renewed shall be blade that was broken, the crownless again shall be king.
You help them come true, Frodo. And remember, dear friends of the Shire, that my realm lies also in the north, and I shall come there one day. Now, farewell.
And with that, they parted. And it was then the time of sunset. And when after a while they turned and looked back, they saw the King of the West sitting upon his horse, and the falling sun shone upon him, and the white mantle of Aragorn was turned to a flame. Then Aragorn took the green Elfstone and held it up, and there came a green fire from his hand. So the dwindling company went on, until at last, one evening, they came over the high moors to the brink of the deep valley of Rivendell and saw far below the lamps shining in Elrond's house. And they went down and crossed the bridge and came to the doors, and all the house was filled with light and song for joy at Elrond's homecoming.
Well, Mr. Frodo, We've been far and seen a deal, and yet I don't think we've found a better place than this.
There's something of everything here. The Shire and the Golden Wood and Gondor and King's Houses and inns and meadows and mountains all mixed. Yes, Sam. Yes, there is something of everything. Except the sea.
First of all, before they had eaten or washed or even shed their cloaks, the hobbits went in search of Bilbo. They found him all alone in his little room.
Hello. So you've come back. And tomorrow's my birthday.
Yes, Bilbo, I know. So I wanted to be back in time.
How clever of you. Do you know I shall be 129?
Yes.
In one more year, if I'm spared, I shall equal the old two.
Yes.
I should like to visit him.
You will.
We shall see.
Bilbo, why didn't you come to Aragorn and Arwen's wedding?
Oh, well, I was invited, of course, and I waited for it long enough. But somehow, when it came to it, I found I had so much to do here, and packing is such a bother. But now then, you've all been having a lot of adventures, by all accounts.
We have. Hmm? We went through the dwarf mines of Moria, and we met the Ents of Fangorn, and there were battles with terrible orcs, and Merry here was fearfully brave and was made an esquire to King Théoden of Rohan.
Oh, how splendid.
And young Pippin is now a knight of Gondor.
How wonderful.
And I saw the elves of Lothlórien, Mr. Bilbo, just like you used to tell me tales about.
Did you now, sir? Well, well.
Yes, and Sam rescued Frodo from orcs and killed a huge spider. And then they both went all alone into Mordor with the ring.
Well, well. Fancy my old ring causing such a disturbance.
Well, it's gone now, Bilbo.
Yes. Well, I don't suppose I would have had the strength or luck to deal with it. The trouble was, it grew, but I didn't. Oh. Don't adventures ever have an end, I wondered, when you went away. It seems they do. But now then, I shall have to make a note or two of these things that you've been doing.
When nearly a fortnight had passed, Frodo looked out of his window and saw that there had been a frost in the night. And the cobwebs were like white nets. Then, suddenly, he knew that he must go.
Well, Frodo, you feel then that it is time for you to depart from us?
Yes, Elrond. I want to see my home again.
As so you should. Rivendell is the last homely house east of the sea. But I suspect not now so homely as it was when the desperate matter of the ring was put in hand.
And what will happen now to the three rings of the Elf Lords?
It is as I said at our council, now so long ago. The three will fail, and many fair things will fade and be forgotten.
You bear one of the three, and the Lady Galadriel bears another, but where is the third?
Ask not now, Frodo, for it will be revealed to you ere long. But come, you must gather your friends and say farewell to Bilbo.
Little master. Bilbo.
Is that?
A time for parting is upon us, little master.
Goodbye, Bilbo. I must go back to the Shire.
Well, goodbye, my boy. If you must go, you must. I'm sorry. I shall miss you. It's nice just to know that you're about the place. Oh, you better take these books of mine with you.
Oh. Translations from the Elvish by B.B.
I hope you'll be able to read them. My handwriting's rather spidery, I'm afraid.
Thank you, Bilbo.
And here's a little bag of gold for you, Sam.
But Mr. Bilbo, sir...
No. You take it, Sam. Take it. It may come in useful if you think of getting married.
Mr. Bilbo...
And as for you young fellows, Merry and Pippin, I've not much to give you except good advice. Don't let your heads get too big for your hats. Oh, and one other thing. I want you to have these.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, what beautiful pipes.
Yes, they're pretty, aren't they? They're bound with silver, and the mouthpieces are pearl. Think of me when you smoke them.
I shall.
The elves made them for me, but I don't smoke. No. Now then. Now, where were we? Yes, of course, giving presents. Yes. Which reminds me, what's become of my ring, Frodo, that you took away?
I've lost it, Bilbo dear. I got rid of it, you
know. Yes, what a pity. I would like to have seen it again. Dear. How silly of me. That's what you went for, wasn't it? To get rid of it?
Yes, Bilbo.
The thing is, you see, it's all rather confusing. Still, I think when all's said and done, perhaps it's more comfortable to sit here and listen to all you young fellows' adventures than having to be part of them.
I don't think Mr. Bilbo's done much writing while we've been away. I shouldn't think he'll ever write our story now.
I heard that, Sam Gamgee. You see, the trouble is, I'm getting so sleepy. And when I have time to write, I only really like writing poetry. I wonder, Frodo, my dear fellow, if you would collect all my notes and papers, and my diary too, and take them with you, if you will.
Yes, of course.
You see, I haven't much time for the selection and arrangement and all that, so get Sam to help you.
Oh.
And when you've knocked things into shape, come back, and I'll run over it, and I won't be too critical.
Yes, Bilbo, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And of course I'll come back soon. It won't be dangerous anymore. Not now there's a real king.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear fellow. That really is a very great relief.
Frodo?
Yes, Elrond?
I think, Frodo, that maybe you will not need to come back, unless you come back very soon.
Why?
About this time of the year, when the leaves are gold before they fall, look for Bilbo in the woods of the Shire. I shall be with him.
The next day, Gandalf and the hobbits took their leave of Elrond and his household, and turned their faces once more towards the Shire.
How far are you going with us, Gandalf?
At least as far as Bree. I want to see old Barley Man Butterbur.
This is the ford where we had all that trouble with those riders, isn't it, Gandalf?
Yes, Sam, and it was almost a year ago.
Are you all right, Frodo? What's the matter, Mr. Frodo?
Are you in pain, Frodo?
Well, yes, I am. It's my shoulder. The wound aches. And the memory of darkness is heavy upon me.
Alas, there are some wounds that cannot be wholly cured.
I fear it may be so with mine. Oh, there is no real going back. Though I may come to the Shire, it will not seem the same. For I shall not be the same. I am wounded with knife, sting, and tooth, and a long burden. Where shall I find rest?
So it was that near the end of a wild and wet evening in the last days of October, with the rain blowing in their faces from the low clouds that hurried through the darkening sky, the five travellers came to the Prancing Pony at Bree.
Oh, ring the bell, Sam.
Oh, right on, Mr. Frodo.
Who is it?
It's us, Nob. We've come back.
Well, bless my soul. Mr. Butterbur, Master, they come back.
Oh, have they? Will I return them? Now, see here, you...
Oh, well, I never...
Nob, you woody-painted ninny, can't you give old friends their names?
Hello, Mr. Butterbur.
Well, well, well. And where have you come from? Oh. I never expected to see any of you folk again, and that's a fact. Going off into the wild with that strider and all those black riders about. And I'm right glad to see you. None more than Gandalf.
Well,
come in. Oh, they're the same rooms as before. They're free. Well, when I say free, I mean they're empty, you know. Indeed, most rooms are empty these days. Well, come in. Make yourselves at home.
Excuse me, Mr. Underhill, but... there I go. I mean, Mr. Baggins and all. I won't make so bold as to suggest you should come to the common room tonight. You'll be tired, but if you could spare me half an hour before you go to your beds, I'd dearly like to have some talk with you. You know, quiet-like, by yourself.
That's just what we should like to. Come, sit. Tell us how things are in Bree.
Ah, thank you. Well, now, things in Bree are far from well, Gandalf.
Uh-huh.
Business is downright bad. No one comes nigh Bree now from outside. And the inside folk, I mean, they stay at home mostly and keep their doors barred.
Well, why, Mr. Butterbur?
Well, there was trouble right here in Bree. That's what happened, Mr. Brandybuck. We had a real set to, and there were some folk killed. Mm-hmm. Killed dead, if you'll believe me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And we thought we'd left all the trouble behind us.
Well, that you haven't, Master. More's the pity. You see, we're not used to such trouble, and the rangers have all gone away, folk tell me. Yeah, I don't think we rightly understood till now what they did for us. Now, there's dark shapes in the woods. Oh, dreadful things that make the blood run cold to think of. It's all been very disturbing.
Yeah, I expect it has. Nearly all lands have been disturbed these days. Very disturbed. But cheer up, Barley Man. The rangers have returned.
No.
And there is a king again. He'll soon be turning his mind this way.
Well, that sounds more hopeful, I'll allow, so long as he lets Bree alone.
He will. He knows it and loves it.
Oh, does he now? Though I'm sure I don't know why he should, sitting in his big chair up in his great castle hundreds of miles away. And drinking out of a golden cup, we shouldn't wonder. We watch the pony to him, or mugs of beer. Not but what my beer's good, mind.
Ah, that's just what he says about it.
What? He says?
Well, of course he does. It's Strider, the chief of the Rangers.
What? Strider?
Yeah.
What, him with a crown and all and a golden cup? Yeah. Well, what are we coming to?
Better times for Bree, at any rate.
Well, I hope so, I'm sure. Well, this has been the nicest chat I've had in a month of Mondays. But I've no doubt you'll be glad of your beds now, eh? Strider a king. Well, King Strider. Hey, Nob! Nob, you slow coach! Nob! Oh, no. What does that remind me of? No.
Not another letter you've forgotten, eh, Mr. Butterbur?
No, Mr. Brandybuck. Don't go reminding me of that. You've broken my thought now. What was I talking about? It was Nob. And there was a slow coach. That's it. I something that belongs to you. That pony of Bill Furney's. Well, it's here.
Oh, what? My Bill?
Yeah, it come back all of itself, it did. But where it had been to, oh, dear, well, you know better than me. It was as shaggy as an old dog and as lean as a clothes rail, but it was alive, and Nob's been looking after it.
Oh, well, I was born lucky, whatever my gaffer may say. Well, there's another wish come true. Where is he? Well, there's no bed for me until I've seen him.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Butterbur. I'm glad to have stayed at the Prancing Pony in what I hope are happier times.
Well, goodbye, and good luck on your road, and good luck to your homecoming. Oh, by the way, you'll find that all's not well in the Shire neither. If what we hear is true. Funny goings on, they say. Oh, I should have warned you before, but I forgot.
Barley Man.
Well, you see, the trouble is one thing drives out another, as it were, and I was full of my own troubles, but... But if I may make so bold, you've come back changed from your travels. And you look now like folk as can deal with troubles out of hand. I don't doubt you'll soon set all to rights. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you, Mr. Butterbur.
And the oftener you come back, the better I'll be pleased.
Farewell for now, Barley Man.
Goodbye, Masters.
Goodbye, Mr. Butterbur.
Goodbye, Nob.
Oh, goodbye, sirs.
Oh, Nob, thank you for looking after Bill for me.
Oh, that's all right, sir. Goodbye.
No!
Goodbye.
I wonder what old Barley Man was hinting at.
I can guess some of it. What I saw in the Lady Galadriel's mirror. Trees cut down and all. And my old gaffer turned out a Bagshot Row. I ought to have hurried back quicker.
Never mind. We've got Gandalf with us, so things will soon be cleared up.
I am with you at present, but soon I shall not be.
What? Gandalf?
I am not coming to the Shire. You must settle its affairs yourselves. That's what you've been trained for.
I don't know what you mean, Gandalf.
Do you not yet understand, Peregrine Took?
No.
My time is over. It's no longer my task to set things to rights, nor to help folks to do so. And as for you, my dear friends, You will need no help. You're grown up now, grown very high. Among the great you are. And I no longer have any fear at all for any of you.
They set off, following the east road, and in a little while they came to a point where Gandalf reined Shadowfax to a halt.
Well, you may find more trouble ahead of you than you think. But you'll manage all right. Goodbye, dear friends. But not for the last time. Not yet. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
On Shadowfax.
Goodbye, Gandalf. Well, here we are. Just the four of us that started out together. We've left all the rest behind, one after another. Seems almost like a dream that has slowly faded.
Not to me. To me, it feels more like falling asleep again.
Their return to Hobbiton was one of the saddest hours in their lives. As they drew near, they saw a new mill, a great ugly brick building straddling the stream, which had fouled with a steaming and stinking overflow. But as they crossed the bridge and looked up the hill, they were even more horrified.
It's worse even than what I saw in Galadriel's mirror.
The chestnuts have gone.
Oh.
And look at Bagshot Row. It's a gravel quarry.
Oh, no. The party tree, where Mr. Bilbo made his farewell speech. Look, they've cut it down.
Don't you like it, Sam? No, but then you always was soft.
Sandy man.
Aye, that's right, lad. Ted Sandyman. Do you like my new mill?
No, I do not. See here, Sandyman. I've a score to pay in this village, and don't you make it any larger with your jeering, or you'll foot a bill too long for your purse.
Things have changed here. Sharky's the boss at Bagend, and he runs the Shire.
Huh?
He'll soon deal with the likes of you.
But I think it's about time that someone dealt with this Sharky.
Oh, and how are you going to do that? Four of you against Sharky? He's got the means to deal with you, as you'll see soon enough.
Oh, Mary, what's happening?
We'll find out. Hobbits of the Shire, the Horn of Rohan calls you. Come out, Hobbits of the Shire! Frodo Baggins has returned!
You wait until the boss hears about this!
Well, run and tell him if you dare, Sandyman.
They're back. Mr. Baggins and his friends are back.
I'm in the nick of time, too.
Hello again, my dear hobbit.
My, but it's good to see you all again.
And you, Mr. Cotton.
And young Sam's with you, I see. There you are, Rose. I said he'd come back.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Hello, Rose. How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, Sam. And you?
Been mixing in strange company by the looks of him, Rose.
Oh, Dad! Hello, Dad!
What's become of your waistcoat, lad? I don't know with wearing ironmongery, whether it wears well or no.
Hello, Mr. Gamgee. Glad to see you.
Aye, and glad indeed I am to see you safe back. But you didn't ought to have sold Bag End, as I always said. That's what started all this mischief. Digging up Bagshot Row, throwing me out of me house and home, and ruining my taters.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gamgee, but now I've come back, I'll do my best to make amends.
Ah, can't say fairer than that. And I hope my Sam's behaving himself, giving satisfaction.
Dad. Perfect satisfaction indeed. If you will believe it, he's now one of the most famous people in all the land.
Oh,
Sam! But what has been going on here?
Oh, much, Mr. Took. That there Lotho Sackville Baggins made himself chief and started doing whatever he liked.
Let all those ruffians into the Shire, he did.
Aye, and that's when things really went from bad to worse.
But since Sharky's come, it's been plain ruination.
Who is this Sharky?
Biggest ruffian of the lot.
Never seen him, we ain't.
Up at Bag End, he is. He's the chief now.
Hey, look out. Look out. Here come his men now.
No, keep together, all of you. We can withstand them.
Now, no killing. There must be no killing.
Why are you not doing?
This is not your country, and you're not wanted.
Ha! Take him, lad.
Oh. Don't move, any one of you.
Who says?
We say so. Your day is over. The Dark Tower has fallen. There is a king in Gondor, and this is Mr. Frodo Baggins, the king's friend.
That's for your king. Oh. Get out! Oh. Lay one finger on anyone, and you will be shot. Had him, lads. Let him have it.
It was not a long fight, but when it was over, many ruffians and some hobbits lay dead. The four companions continued to Bag End in search of Sharky.